persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. The impeachment hearing. Now, that sound you hear, hammers nailing and saws sawing. The question is, are they building a gallows or a box? And I'll explain. Is the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, funding the Democrats? Talk about funding, the funding wars continue. More money for Ukraine. No matter what happens with budget negotiations, McConnell declares this. Funding Ukraine is the number one priority of most Republicans. Apparently, like the California vampire Gavin Newsom, McConnell does not prioritize concern about Biden's crimes against America, or sex trafficking, which is somewhere down his list, or the LGBTQ straight bashing going on. And they're back, my friend. Threats of the return of mask and vaccine mandates are percolating, already cropping up in California here and there. Why we must take a stand. COVID 2.0. Are we going to fall for it again? You know, fool me once, shame on you, but fool me twice? Come on. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
So McCarthy has called for the impeachment of Mr. Joe Biden. And that sound you hear, like sawing and hammering, tells us they're building something. Is it gallows or a box? In politics speak, putting someone in a box positions them so that whatever they do actually serves the interests of their opponent. The theory is that the Biden impeachment positions so that whatever they do, they serve the interests of the Democrats. The theory is that the Dems want Biden impeached so they can, you know, offload this guy and turn the nomination over to Michael Obama. Rumor has it, Gavin Newsom will be her VP. And the theory is that Obama intends by this to extend his presidency into a fourth term. Biden was his third, according to this theory, and perhaps even into a fifth. So he can finish the dreams of his father, the transformation of America into a communist country. The part about Dems wanting to replace Biden with Michael is pretty well established. And it's also established that Gavin has aspirations for the VP mansion, no doubt. Located there upon observatory grounds where he could perch like the vulture he is, eyeing the White House. So did McCarthy fall for the trap here by calling for impeachment? Did he get maneuvered into the box? These things are so complex. My friend, multiple motivations and agendas, some with many similarities and others that are virtually opposite in objective, can be active all at the same time, so that several features of what we watch being played out are common, to several different agendas. So it looks like it's all pulling around one central plan and one major agenda when really it just happens to be the case that the pursuit of these several different agendas often involves many of the same features. At the end, usually one or another of these ends up prevailing. Now there is a central theme if you look in the spiritual realm. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, he certainly at work pursuing his agenda, which is a one-world government controlled by him through his chosen principalities or his chosen princes. Anyway, the question is whether McCarthy is playing into the Democrats' hands, right? And I say he is not. Or if he is, it doesn't matter. The biblical principle is that we do what is right to be done without attempting to second-guess ourselves over what might happen if we do. Biden actually must be impeached. That would be the right, the just thing to do. Allowing his injustice to go unchecked or unpunished or unjudged certainly does no service to justice and no service to this country. We cannot allow the wicked to box us in so we end up failing to do what is right for fear of how it will make us look to the enemy or over bully-like threats of repercussions. You better not do that because and so on. Look, we must simply pursue righteousness. But they will say, it's tit for tat. Well, my friend, if it is tit for tat, don't do it. That's not sufficient motivation to do anything. If, however, it would be the right thing to do, if there was no concerns about a threat of appearing to seek revenge for what they did to Trump, well, you just do the right thing. Trust the American people to sort it all out and trust God to vindicate the truth. Why must Biden be impeached? The deep state must be exposed. Their operators must be brought to judgment. Consider what we know for sure about Biden and the Biden crime family. We know, first of all, that until an impeachment is initiated, well, no congressional hearing is going to have the teeth it needs, the power it needs to get the job done, to get to the bottom of all of these allegations. And the allegations are substantial, my friend. We know that the Biden family and their allies brought in at least $20 million from foreign sources, including Hunter Biden's business associates in China, Russia, and Ukraine. It's not speculation. It's not conspiracy. It's a fact. Well, it's conspiracy, all right, but it's a real conspiracy. Listen, we know that Biden interacted somewhat extensively with Hunter Biden, his son's business partners, while he was the vice president. And that means Joe Biden lied when he said he didn't know anything about what was going on with his son's business. Well, and that's a real shocker, I know, coming from somebody that is a known plagiarist. But although the American people might be a bit slow to catch on as a nation, they're not as dumb as the Democrats believe they are and depend upon them being. 61% now believe Joe was involved in his son's business dealings. 53% of Americans believe Joe was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. We know from sworn testimony by the founder and CEO of Burisma, Mykola Zlochevsky, that he paid Hunter and Joe each $5 million apiece for their services in getting the Ukrainian prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, off their case. He revealed that this took place back in 2016. He revealed it to a paid FBI informant. He said he was coerced into paying $10 million in bribes to the Bidens in exchange for VP Biden's help ousting the Ukrainian prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. Now, you've heard all that story, I'm sure, right? It's the one where Biden is caught on video admitting. I mean, he actually brags about this. It tells us how he got the guy fired. You know, Mykola has a audio recording of Biden and Hunter that backs up his testimony, along with damning financial records. Well, he's got the receipts, as they say. We know that millions came in to the Biden family from 23 different countries now. We know that. And this money was funneled to them from these countries through various shell companies set up to serve the purpose. Look, how many of you get your paycheck paid to you through, you know, five or six different channels to kind of keep it? See, what is this? We now know that the Biden's Delaware home was listed as the beneficiary address for two bank wires Hunter Biden received from Chinese nationals in 2019. The House Republicans posted a complaint on their social media page saying, quote, "It is the height of media malpractice that not a single second was spent on at Today or on Good Morning America or CBS Mornings discussing the revelation that Joe Biden's Delaware home was listed as the beneficiary address for two bank wires Hunter Biden received from Chinese nationals in 2019. We know that Hunter referred to his father's political position as the Biden brand and that this was the family's only asset. We now know that Hunter Biden, in an email, signed off on a Burisma memo to the Ukrainian prosecutor who replaced Viktor Shokin, warning the new prosecutor not to continue further investigations into Burisma. And he went on to write, "Moreover, it is imperative that allegations of criminal activity made to the media about Burisma and or Mykola Zlochevsky come to an end," end quote. Friend, we know that Joe Biden and Hunter's son rode to China on Air Force Two while serving as Obama's VP, and that Biden met with Hunter's Chinese business partner in Beijing secretly. Biden later wrote college recommendations for the children of his son's business partner, same guy they met in Beijing. We know Biden twice dined with Hunter's Ukrainian and Russian business partners and Kazakhstan. Everybody knows the 10% kickback Hunter speaks of in an email to the big guy. Everybody knows that's a reference to his vice president father. Hunter is heard on a recording explaining to a business partner, "I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. And get the aggressive tone Hunter can take when he's angry about not getting his bribe money and he's not wiped out on coke. Quote, tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my directions, end quote. Wow, what a tough guy. Well, it paid off. Within 10 days, $5.1 million was paid to the Biden family. And this according to transfers reported in a 2020 report from Republican-led Senate committees. In other words, we have the receipts. And we know the Justice Department is working like the tyrant's protectors, right? Like the tyrant's guard. They barred tax investigators from looking into geolocation data that would place the two men together, Joe and his son Hunter. But Hunter took care of that for us. We have photos on his laptop, which everyone now knows is not Russian disinformation. A bunch of liars. When are you going to get tired of being lied to? The photos show Hunter was at his dad's Wilmington, Delaware home on that day that the deed was done. They were together in this bribery scheme. Now, these are real crimes, friends. These are real high crimes and misdemeanors. You know, the kind the Constitution talks about as the grounds for impeachment. And not for winning an election that was rigged for Hillary and making all of the deep state mad. Not for doing such a great job as president as would set back the efforts of the globalists to bring us under tyranny, probably 10, 15 years. Right. True enough, Trump did such a great job. It made everyone all the way back to Reagan look like pikers, really. But really, worse than that, like gangsters serving their own interests and not the interests of the American people. In other words, we know what we've known all along about Biden. He's Benedict Biden and deserves to be set before a firing squad. So I think that sound you hear is not the construction of the box the left imagines they're building for the Republicans. If this report I got from a friend, from somebody inside there, is true. But I believe it's the gallows that will be used to execute the judgment of righteousness, of righteous indignation against these wicked people. I'm not sure what the plan is if they run Michael Obama with Gavin Newsom. But you know what they say about rats or canaries. Biden 1 or Biden 2 will sing like the canary if the left tries to double-cross them. You saw how tough old Hunter can get. Yeah, as long as he stays off the crack, huh? So what's left? We're all concerned about assassination attempts on Trump. I wonder if we shouldn't be concerned about a very real possibility. The target will be the Benedict Bidens. Good night. They're going to have to wipe out the whole family? I mean, the entire family was in on the take, man. Good night. It's true. The money was sent to each one of them anyway. That's what you get when you let the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, buy a political party, an entire party, buy it, own it. And then about half of the other one, the Republicans. James O'Keefe, formerly of Veritas, now with OMG, that's O'Keefe Media Group, looked into the Act Blue organization that serves Democrat Party fundraising. And he discovered that 60% of Act Blue donations come from China. Friend, the Chinese Communist Party has literally bought the Democrat Party and is a majority owner of the Republicans too. McConnell is a great example. I'll need to conclude the first segment. Funding wars, more money for Ukraine. Really, no matter what happens with budget negotiations, they're going to make sure Ukraine gets more billions of dollars from the taxpayers here in America. McConnell declares that is the number one priority of most Republicans. Apparently, like the California vampire Gavin Newsom, McConnell does not prioritize concern about Biden's crimes against America, a traitor, an old Benedict Biden, you know, or sex trafficking. That's something way down his list, or LGBTQ straight bashing. If you follow my comfort and counsel for the present distress and you were with me last night, I just couldn't contain myself. That is so outrageous. Of course, we're not upset about climate change. That's another farce. Of course, we are concerned about tranny violence because it's increasing almost daily. And this is the attitude that our leaders who are supposed to be doing something about these things, this is the attitude they have towards it? Anyway, hold on to the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back.
Let my people breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to Book Locker, where you can get your 20% discount. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. McConnell prioritizes funding for Ukraine over anything else, over sex trafficking, over border crises, even over taking care of American American workers. Rand said, quote, if there's a shutdown, U.S. government workers will not be paid, but Ukrainian workers will be paid by the U.S. taxpayer. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows for spending like this on another country. It violates every precept of the Constitution, end quote. I'll say, it also violates a biblical principle extending from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 8, where we're told if you don't prioritize providing for your own, well, you're a scoundrel, a backstabber, a derelict. The Bible puts it this way, you are worse than an infidel. And they're back. Threats of the return of mask and vaccine mandates are percolating. Why we must take a stand. COVID 2.0 coming. Are we going to fall for it again? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Here's an ABC News story. Nearly half of all adults in the United States plan to get the newly recommended COVID-19 vaccine, according to results from a survey released Wednesday. Now, friend, that's actually a kind of a white flag of surrender statement, to be honest. That 50%, that's way down below the threshold of anything they were shooting for and working so hard for. But let me give you a little background to this vaccine thing, okay, and why we just cannot trust these people anymore. And of course, trying to get the whole story in right now in about 10 or 15 minutes is, yeah, like that's going to happen. So I mean with regard specifically to the one they're trotting out right now. And even that's too much. I want to summarize this thing. But listen, back in the throes of the vaccine hesitancy battles, when they were trying to force doctors with real experience and training who were telling the truth about these mRNA tech jabs, pointing out the dangers, anticipating the side effects. They were all right, by the way. All of them called conspiracy theorists, who've all been proved true now. The FDA colluded with the pharmacy companies to get past the full FDA approval hurdle. Let me explain. You see, at that time, it was believed the unwillingness of the FDA to give full approval to the shots contributed to the resistance of the public to take the vaccine. Well, what the people, there's truth to that, by the way. But what the people did not understand is that really their reluctance to give full approval had nothing to do with not being willing to do it. The FDA, listen, have been shilling for the pharmaceuticals for a long time. That's a whole show all by itself. The reluctance was because Big Pharma wanted the shield of emergency use authorization to protect them from, well, from what's coming. Nuremberg 2.0, baby. Just like Dr. Stella Emanuel asked, she's been vindicated, by the way, who's going to hold these liars like Fauci responsible for the hundreds of thousands and even millions of people that died because these people interfered with a doctor's patient relationship where that doctor prescribed ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and they got their stinking noses in it because of money. These people got their noses and their hands interfering with a doctor and his or her patients. They contrived a way to sort of say FDA approved the BioNTech jab without actually saying it. I mean, literally, FDA sent a letter to the CEO of Pfizer and a link to it. I have a link to it in my book, Let My People Breathe, and a copy of it in my archives, available free to all who buy the book. And the letter says the FDA grants a continuation of the emergency use authorization for BioNTech Pfizer shot, but the media picked that letter up and reported FDA gives full approval to the jab. How did they get that out of this letter? Well, let me tell you a little trick they pulled here. In that letter, they clearly stipulate that BioNTech shot, the shot that was being used, continues under an emergency use authorization, but that something else called Comirnaty, that's the way it's presented, something called Comirnaty, that was going to get full FDA approval, however, pending the satisfaction of certain conditions. So that's weird. We approve Comirnaty contingent upon completion of what? The MSM ran with this, announcing the FDA had approved the COVID vaccine. And everyone picked up the message that they intended, which was the FDA has fully approved the vaccine. But that isn't exactly what they said. They talked all around it, said everything but that, and by doing so, said that. These liars! And it worked, sort of. Thousands went to get the shot, believing it was now fully approved. And some in the medical establishment played along with this, saying FDA approved the shot. Not stipulating that the shot being used was a continuation under the emergency use authorization, that the one FDA approved fully was not that at that time even available in the U.S. and could not be used until it met certain conditions stipulated in the approval letter. So are you following this? Now look, the FDA knew this is how that letter was being reported on, but they never clarified the truth about their letter. They just let it ride. Why? Well, because that was the point. That was the plan. I believe they intentionally contrived a way to manipulate the people into believing that the COVID shot they were taking was fully approved by the FDA without ever actually saying it. They are liars, and they are liars of the worst kind, the manipulating, contriving, scheming liars. One thing you can depend upon from liars is this: they will lie. So why should you believe them? Why believe them now? Now, why don't we just go ahead and believe our eyes, what we see? The rise of SADS. I remember when I heard about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, freaked me out, man. Now we hear about SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. And then you've got Obama and Fauci all masked up, encouraging everyone to take their babies to get a shot. Now look, the website I'm looking at only speaks of the shot approved for 12 and older. But if you click on the product, I'm looking at a Comirnaty page. If you click on the product safety link, you're taken to Pfizer's page, and it's all about BioNTech. Now, this is very interesting. But if you look closely, you will find the word Comirnaty at the end of a list of synonyms for the official name of the vaccine, which is Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. And then there's Tris or Tri-Sucrose XB, blah, 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 these different formulations. All of the synonyms for this vaccine are BioNTech COVID-19 for 12 and up, BioNTech COVID-19 for 5 to 11, BioNTech COVID-19 ages 6 months through 4 years old. And then at the bottom, next to trade name, you have Comirnaty. Comirnaty isn't even a vaccine. It's a trade name. These people are such liars. So what were they trying to pull with the FDA approval letter? Confusion, obfuscation. I remember some news outlets saying Comirnaty was the same thing as the BioNTech shot. But the fact is, the trade name is supposed to be Comirnaty, Comirnaty, but the official or technical name of the shots, the vaccine, are consistently called BioNTech COVID-19. The point is, you cannot trust these people. They are liars. The medical establishment has lost credibility with anyone paying attention to all of this. For example, the Lancet study, remember that? The one that proved hydroxychloroquine, called HCQ, was not only ineffective to treat COVID, but was dangerous. And that whole thing was proved to be a lie, fraudulent. Mr. Richard Horton, who's editor-in-chief of the Lancet, admitted this. And he said it was a monumental fraud. Fauci referred to that article, by the way, as part of his argument against using HCQ. I got it in my footnotes here. He never publicly acknowledged that study was faked and retracted by Lancet. All the government-connected establishment medicine men used this study to prohibit use of HCQ, and pharmacies used it to refuse filling prescriptions calling for it, based on this study, often specifically citing the study, even after it was retracted. Do you not see how monumental this really is? God could not have done a better job exposing this on your behalf and revealing it if he had formed the clouds of heaven into a message across the sky that said, they are lying to you. Look, don't blame God. He exposed them over and over and over. But you're not listening, many of you. Many, perhaps even many listening to me right now, simply refuse to listen. They lied, folks. They lied and people died. Pfizer wanted, and listen, they knew this. Pfizer wanted to hide the results of their early tests because they knew their shot caused clotting, contributed to it. They knew their shots caused myocarditis. They knew it. It's in their notes. The doctors were lied to. And now ministers of death, Obama and Fauci, team up in their masks, these lying hypocrites. Both of these wicked men were seen in public at parties during the height and other public places during the height of the pandemic without a mask on. But here they are posing for the camera, telling you mothers to trot your toddlers down to the free clinic to get a shot. You're crazy. You're crazy to believe these people. They're liars. Obama is saying, get advice from someone you trust. Well, we don't trust you, fella. We don't trust that that monster standing next to you. We sure don't trust the CDC. We don't trust the World Health Organization. We don't trust the government medical establishment. My friend, why? Because they lied to us. They profited off their lies to us, and they cost lives. They murdered millions with their lies. The two most notorious liars in my lifetime. Standing there in mass giving you advice about your children's health. You've got to be out of your mind to be listening to these people. Look, so Obama says your pediatrician, he'll tell you that the shot is safe and effective. Yeah, or lose his job. That's right. Yeah, he'll tell you, or he'll get censored all over everywhere. They'll ruin his career. They'll go after his license. Sure. Those kinds of cowards who are in it for the money, who violated their hypocritic oath, yeah, they'll do that. But not a good doctor like Sarah, like many other doctors who took a stand on this, the frontline doctors and so on. Look, these same doctors who tell you that this vaccine's okay are the idiots walking around wearing masks in public. These are the idiots who are telling you the masks protect against transmission and contagion. I can tell you they don't, my friend. And a Cochrane study has recently come out that says, no, there's no evidence supporting all this mask mandate nonsense. Look, if you're going to ask anyone to wear a face diaper, would you please at least get informed about it first? At least look at the evidence on both sides and look at it all. I have. Look at the argument from people who've, well, the people who've never lied to you, and I've got to go. But if you live within the sound of my radio show, you can more than likely use your zip code as a coupon code to get my digital version of Let My People Breathe for free. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture by Jerry Scheidbach, Doctor of Theology, and Sarah Green, Physician Assistant Certified. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Go to our website. If you search Let My People Breathe, you'll find it. That's getting a lot of attention right now. And I thank God for that. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email or call. Call me at 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And pray for me. I'll be in South Carolina preaching Sunday. I'll be in North Carolina participating in the prayer conference and probably be preaching there too. During the week, I'll be back in my pulpit the following Sunday, but we've got our staff, Pastors Nathan and Pastor Jacob, will be covering the pulpit for me. They do an excellent job, and I'll see you in church. God bless you.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease, and they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, by medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and theologian Dr. Jerry Scheidbach. Available wherever you buy your books. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to BookLocker, where you can get your 20% discount. Medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and Dr. Scheidbach teamed up to produce Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Sarah verifies the science, and Dr. Scheidbach is a theologian with a reputation for excellent scripture insight and exegesis. The book answers two questions. First, do the masks work? And second, does government have biblical or legal authority to mandate that we wear them? Find out from Science and Scripture why the answer to both questions is no. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, answers two questions. Do they work? Answer, no. The second question, answered by this important book, is what does the Scripture say about mask mandates? You'll get amazing clarity on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion into our natural rights? Learn the biblical basis for resisting government intrusion into our medical choices, why our body does not belong to the government, and that God appointed to the individual responsibility for its care. That giving this to the government is literally to put government in the place of God. Don't